Yeah, I agree. The demo question, they got a lot of guys hurt, so they only play about six guys. So, you know, that was an advantage for us because, you know, the way we play, it's hard to play six guys the whole game. You know, they did good shots. They did a good job of making key shots and tough shots, but, you know, we held true to our principles and we were able to get stops throughout the game and down the stretch.
It seemed like there was a lot of handle issues on both sides with the ball. Anything in particular you put your finger on there?
It's just hard, you know, having two or three days to scout a team to play 2-3 the whole game and then trying to configure your offense, you know, to kind of counter that. But I felt like we had nine turnovers the whole game, so I felt like, you know, we did a good job of holding the ball. I mean, there was some times where, especially myself, was careless with the ball, and they were able to run a transition. But I think overall, as a team, we did a good job of controlling the ball.
Seemed like you're up.
Josh, did you think that the Syracuse guards were being a little frustrated? They like to get in the lane and try to score at the rim, and they were having some trouble doing that?
Oh yeah, you know, coach made a key point to us. You know, they're a good one-on-one team. You know, they love to they love the ISO. So, you know, what we try to do is we try to make five guys guard one. So, you know, when one person has the ball, everybody's zoning up. So, you know, when he's trying to drive, he's seeing bodies. And you know, we did a good job of kind of stopping the drives. And not only that's just half the battle, because when you penetrate and they like to kick for three. So we did a good job as well as closing out on the threes, making sure if they shoot a three, it's a tough one.
With AD out of the game and Tadrick down low, it seemed like the offense really got going. Then you opened the court up a little bit and got some good looks on her.
Yeah, I think Tadrick did a great job of, staying behind the defense, kind of sneaking up. When Ben catches the ball on the high post and finding the open gaps. AD was good for us, too. He had about five blocks, so he was a big defensive presence. This wasn't one of his better offensive games, but, he was still a key role into winning this game. And, yeah, like you said, Taji did a great job today of, finishing around the basket and making big plays down the stretch.
You can speak for Todrick. How big is that to get him, for him to rebound like that after having a couple of down games and getting him going again like that?
Rebounds, yeah.
And just to rebound
back
after a couple of games.
Oh, rebound! Oh, I thought you were talking about rebound. I'm sorry. That's Todrick though. He may have a game or two games where he may struggle offensively, but we never say come on. We already know he today after shoot around he was in the gym for like an hour after shoot around just shooting. All different kind of shots. So I already knew. Even coach said it. Coach already knew he was gonna have a good game. We're never too worried about him. We know he's gonna show when we need him.
It seemed like you guys have been more aggressive trying to strip the ball, particularly in the backcourt. It's been kind of a point of emphasis in practice the last couple of weeks.
Excuse me.
Trying to steal the ball in the backcourt. You guys have been a lot more aggressive with getting your hands in, trying to get on the ball.
Yeah. It was a big point. Last couple of games, we haven't really gotten a lot of fast break points, and we haven't been running fast break. So. We were kind of saying, let's try to get stops and run in transition and kind of get some quick points so we don't really have to set our offense. Yeah.
Josh, it seems like the transition being important, it almost seemed like the pace of the transition itself seemed faster. Was it kind of a point like we got to beat them, like it's very important to beat them down the court?
That's just what happens when guards rebound. When Ben rebounds, which he's a great rebounder, then it's kind of slow because he has to look for a guard to pass the ball to, and then by the time the guard gets the ball, everybody's already back. But when guards get rebounds and guards get steals, the break starts immediately, and our wings and bigs did a good job of running the floor and we're able to get easy baskets.
Who signaled the lob? You or Jose?
Who signaled it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was me. But, Jose's fearless, so I already knew whether it was there or not, he was going to throw it. And that's just the trust we have for one another. And he threw a great pass.
Tadrick, were you surprised at some of the open looks you got down below sneaking behind the defense?
Oh, no. We had those looks last year, if you probably remember. Same as that looks, behind the defense, behind the biz, and just finished around the basket.
You eclipsed the 1,000 points. Kind of, what are your feelings about that?
And that's a good feeling to have, to reach 1,000 points. It's guys that's done it before me. It's going to be guys to do it after me. Now it's just, you just got to keep moving. Now we just got to keep playing as a team and keep getting better, really.
It seemed like you kind of needed a jump start, kind of yourself, and you got going tonight by going inside a little bit more. Kind of, you feel like that kind of got your game going all around?
Well, I think it got all of us going. When we play inside out, get it to the biz or get it to Ben or get it to AD. Let them make the plays because they're the bids are down there trapping and you know, they can find open windows for the guards like Josh and Jose to score, and once we get it going inside, then it's just easier for everybody to score inside since we're kicking out looking for open people.
Patrick, with those baskets you scored underneath, got getting on his own, were you basically doing the same thing over and over, or like how were you able to kind of manipulate the defense to?
I was doing the exact same thing every time, and I wasn't changing it up. I mean, why change it up when I was scoring it every time? So I just feel like, you know, if it worked the first time, it definitely worked the second time. Why would I go from it from the third time? So I just kept doing the same thing.
They put the press on, got a couple quick baskets, but to your guys' credit, you came back and scored some points and moved the margin back out again. I guess that was big for you guys to get your confidence going again.
Yeah, most definitely. I agree.
Josh, what was it like trying to score against them in the half court? They're tough.
I think the whole key was, you know, once we got the ball in the middle, we pretty much got what we want. You know, Ben was going one-on-one with their big. We had Taji behind. We had shooters all over the court. So I felt like, you know, at times, you know, we were kind of stagnant. But once we got in the flow of things, you know, we were getting basket after basket.
Patrick, most teams, when they attack that zone, they put a 6'8", 6'9", guy down there in the low post. How were you able to find room in there?
Well, the thing about Syracuse defense, they're long, and they want you to go to the middle. They gonna block shots, and they got shot blockers, so they just dare you to, you know, get the ball in the middle, so they can just rely on they big man to block every shot. So, if you just stay behind them, and when you get the ball, you can't wait. You know, you just can't hold it. You just gotta go and score it.
Did you call glass on three?
Coach Rev called glass.
Yeah, Coach Rev called it for me.
Anything else for Josh or Todrick?
Todrick, can you kind of put this night into words for you? I mean, you've had a couple tough games, but can you play really well? Like, did at the point you beat, you know, a name team in your gym? What does this feel like for you?
It's just staying ready all the time. You know, every night's not gonna be great. Some nights we all gonna have bad nights. Some nights gonna have good nights. We just gotta stay, you know, just gotta stay the same pace. You just can't not believe in the team or not believe in yourself. You just gotta keep practicing and keep getting better, and you know, as a team and as an individual.
Okay. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you.